Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Hello, friends. In this episode, I'm thrilled to introduce you to a podcast that you'll definitely want to squeeze into your listening schedule. This episode is brought to you by The Jordan Harbinger Show. Now, if you're like me and our other listeners, you're probably not just tuning into Radio Headspace. You've got about 6 shows on your rotation, which is great. Diversity in our podcast diet is something I fully support. So speaking of variety, let me suggest another gem for your playlist, The Jordan Harbinger Show. It's not just any podcast. It was named one of Apple's best of 2018. Jordan isn't just another voice in the crowd. He really stands out. He dives deep into the minds of some of the most intriguing people on the planet. We're talking about a wide range of guests, from athletes to authors to scientists and even mobsters and spies. And let's not forget, he also brings on CEOs, political activists, and FBI agents, depending on what might click with you, the listener. Jordan has this unique knack for coaxing his guests to open up and share stories and insights that you won't hear anywhere else. Each episode is packed with strategic wisdom that's meant to help you think more critically and navigate today's complex world more effectively. And it's not just the content that's top-notch. Jordan's Feedback Friday segment is particularly relatable. He tackles real listener dilemmas, everything from navigating tricky family dynamics to enhancing your career and personal relationships. It's one of those rare shows that you can tune into whether you're looking to challenge your intellect or need a bit more practical advice. From a personal standpoint, I'm a huge fan of how Jordan runs his show. He's got this approachable, engaging style that makes even the most complex topics accessible and entertaining. And honestly, his podcast isn't just good. It's a must listen. So why not add The Jordan Harbinger Show to your podcast rotation? With never a dull moment, it's incredibly engaging and always interesting. Just search for The Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R, B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, friends, supporting my sponsors helps keep this show alive and kicking. If you give Jordan's show a try after this recommendation, it helps us continue to bring you great content. Show some love for The Jordan Harbinger Show by searching for it. Remember, that's H-A-R, B as in boy, I, N as in Nancy, G-E-R on your favorite podcast platform.
Headspace Studios.
Greetings, it's Kesunga here, and welcome to Radio Headspace. It is finally Fantastic Friday. We have made it another week, and I am thoroughly in a space of gratitude. Here's hoping you had the week that you intended, and if not, Here's to you bouncing back and being resilient. So today I'm going to be talking about self-compassion, being gentle with yourself, and also reiterating the importance of seeing mindfulness as a lifestyle. And it's funny because all three of these topics will be covered as I tell you about my re-entry back from a silent retreat. I think we're all familiar with that popular saying, all good things must come to an end. Well, such was the case as the last day of my silent retreat was upon me. I had spent the week at Big Bear Retreat Center in California, in mostly silence, and it was a most rewarding experience. Being in silence at a meditation retreat has so many benefits. Firstly, when I was in silence, I had no choice but to go inward, and this greatly helped me to deepen my meditation practice. My meditation practice was also deepened because I was free of the usual distractions. No social media, for one, and there also wasn't any television or any movies. So, with this minimal distraction, my focus and concentration was able to be enhanced. And as I mentioned, what was also enhanced by the silence was my inner awareness. I was able to connect with my inner thoughts and emotions on a deeper level, while also fostering my self-reflection. Furthermore, the benefits of silence during the retreat helped me to improve my mindful listening skills. Because I was in complete silence, I had no choice but to constantly listen to what was in my surroundings. And it was mostly the sounds of nature. And you'll be surprised how embracing these sounds that were present put me into a space of peace and serenity. And with this peace and serenity also came improved sleep. The quiet environment totally contributed to better sleep. And this is one of those areas that I'm currently working on improving. And as beneficial as I find mindfulness and meditation to be, I'm also fully aware that there exist a number of people who aren't fully there yet. And this is perfectly okay. No judgment at all. I give the same recommendations to everyone. Be gentle and compassionate with yourself. And I found myself having to follow these same instructions as I returned home from my silent retreat. Returning home from a silent retreat can be quite jolting. Having spent several days in silence, it can be very overwhelming to suddenly find yourself back in the rigmarole of your everyday life. For this reason, on the last day of the silent retreat, the instructions are usually the same. Please be gentle with yourself as you re-enter your normal life. But yeah, as I embarked on my re-entry from Big Bear, I purposely set the intention to be mindful of how I moved. So, for instance, that first night back, I purposely didn't watch television, and I also went to bed a little earlier than usual. And being gentle with myself during re-entry definitely paid off for me, because the next day, when I got back home to North Carolina, my daughters and wife were super excited to see me, as I was them. And because I was gentle with myself immediately after the retreat the day before, I was able to endure the excitement of being reunited. And I want to lastly mention that I also set the intention of continuing the practice even after the retreat. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed hearing about my experience at Big Bear Retreat Center this week. I invite you to check out the meditation on the app called Manifesting Compassion. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. And I look forward to seeing you back here on Monday. Peace for now.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.